Okay, it's the 9th of Shvat, January 15th. We're in the light. We're on page Nun Tes. We have that amazing story in the Gemara Nedarim about the young man who impressed Shimon HaTzadik. He saw his reflection, had a sudden feeling of being overcome by the Yetzer Hara, and vowed to be a Nazir. And Shimon HaTzadik was willing to eat from the Hashem Nazir Tamei of that person. So Rav Volba is elaborating. What's the greatness here? So the paragraph begins, Hargosha Kazos, middle of the page. Hargosha Kazos bis Oros HaRishona Shel Tumah. He said that physical feelings are the beginning of Tumah, beginning of Yitzhara. So a feeling like this, of the first arousal of Tumah, Me'ida al Kedushaso Shel Tzair Zeh, attest to the holiness of this young man. He was sensitive to the very first feelings that lead in a bad direction. Hagaba atzmacha, which means like think about it. So that means like touch, let it affect yourself. It's an expression when you want to say like think about it. Hagaba atzmacha mi eino mezdahe im gufo meshucha miyafyo. Who does not identify? The word zayin hey means identify. Mizdahe means to identify oneself. Who doesn't identify oneself with his body? That's me. Meshuchad miyafyo, which literally means he's bribed by his beauty, but it means it affects his thinking. Thinks of himself in terms of the way his physical body looks, in a vain way, in a desirous way. Vatzair hamistakel ba'atzma, a young person who looks at himself, Eroa, kamenoa saro, he sees, oh look how nice my hair is. Yoser v'yoser who oiv is atzmo mispara b'atzmo. He loves himself more and he glorifies in himself more. V'roa b'gufo es haneches hayakar lo b'yoser. And he sees in his body the most prized possession, the most valuable possession that he has. You can have your hair done for $300. Umi margish ki hargosha zu, and who senses that this feeling, avas atma v'avas gufa, the love of himself, the love of his body, tumahi. It's tuma. V'shora shal gaiva v'taiva gam yachad. It's the root of haughtiness and desire together. So who's sensitive to that? V'tzar shihirgish b'chozeh b'rega harishon, a young person who felt this in the first moment. I mean, all he did was he saw his reflection, had a fleeting feeling, and it caused an immediate and swift and strong reaction. Below Odel Shagar be Yitzhar, he rebukes his Yitzhar, Hamisgoel Olam Chaino Shalom. He's being proud in a world that's not his, that's not the greatness of man, it's not where he should be going. Just the idea of having an immediate reaction to a feeling. We're learning from Rabbi Ruchum's teachings. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta once gave a mimer for like 6 hours. He spoke, and then he sat down, and he leaned back in the chair, and suddenly he yelled, Atzlus! And he lurched forward. Who has that degree of sensitivity? The beginning of any feeling that could be negative elicits an immediate and strong reaction. It's a tremendous mida of zrizus, aside from the sensitivity. Some people recognize the problem, but don't have the strength to react. Not only that, but he was omed on the truth, the great truth, meaning he zeroed in on it, he discerned it. Shaguf nitan lo kekli la'avodas Hashem v'lo la'ana atzmus. The body is given to him as a vessel for the service of Hashem and not for personal gratification. V'lochen kibal atzma nazirus. And that's why he accepted nazirus upon himself. So that's a tremendous testament to this young person's greatness and strength of character. This young person sensed right away, take him as right away, that there's tumma in the feelings of the body, the yearnings of the body. In some sfarim, the body is synonymous to Yetzer Hara. That it is susceptible to bring him to various bad actions. Lamineya means of their categories, meaning that there are numerous different types. In Begaiva Yesodam, or Bataiva, whether their root is in haughtiness or in desire. I think we had in the Olam Hamidos, Rav Kestenbaum, that story where do I opt to not take the food that I want and show off and it's gaiva, or do I opt to take the food that I want and give it to taiva? Sometimes they're opposite ends of the opposite sides, the pendulum swings one way or other. Behine misha mafanek rikshas saguf. To be mafanek means like to spoil. A mefunak is a person who's hypersensitive, who's coddled. So misha mafanek rikshas saguf, person who coddles the feelings of the body, mishtasheya ba'tamin, and is always like relishing in it. Mibulila hagish betumazu, without sensing this tumma, la'anhi tviyehu, where is it going to bring him? To closeness to the Creator and greatness in Torah, certainly not. Numerous chazals about how some degree of denial and of refraining are things that bring to Torah. Vidan Yishinoki Hargoshas Haguf, he has so shall call Hatarbus Amaravis. So now that we spoke about it on the micro level, let's talk about is this an issue in society? He says you should know that this kind of thing, bodily pursuit, pursuit of the bodily yearnings, are the foundation of all of Western culture. Hishevi el pituach hamada, it's what has brought to the development of science, progress in science. Umnus hatzir v'hapisul, the crafts of drawing and of carving, sculptures, v'hasport b'yavon ha'atika, sport in ancient Yavin. Parentheses, similar to gymnasion, Perusha Malcolm Sport, but Guf Arum Shemisham Hit Pascal Bote Sefreya. Gymnasium was
the worshipping body.
Yeah, and gymnasium is the word used really for university.
Gymnasium, Greek.
Yeah, but
gymnasium, yeah.
Yeah, in many languages, a gymnasium is a place for, it's a place of study. So what he's saying is, it's funny, in English, we actually do identify it with sports, but he's saying the original gymnasium was a place where they played naked, and all the Bote Sefer, all of the places of study emerged from that, which is why they were still called gymnasium. It seems like a misnomer. So the intellectual pursuits stemmed from worship of the body. Derech HaTorah Metzchila Dafka Bozeh Sha'adam Yislam Medliras Begufu Klila Baruch Hashem V'lo L'Hana. The way of Torah is dafka specifically in this, that like the first step has to be that a person trains himself to see in the body a vessel of Avodas Hashem and not Hana, which is really at odds with the whole other approach. If you look at all the art and the sculptures and the paintings and all that, Hasfarim Hakadoshim Machanim Masaguf Nartik Shel Kedusha, the Holy Sfarim referred to the body as like a sheath, a container, a quiver of Kedusha. Kol ha'avoda b'Torah mitzvahs mechuvenes al haguf. The whole avoda in Torah is focused around the body. V'lachein nitna Torah lana b'lo malachim. So here's where, in some ways, it's the same. We believe the Torah is only given to somebody who has a body, and that's why the Torah wasn't given to malachim. Chazal mashlu mashal al zeh. Let's see if we have time to finish this, but this is a fascinating mashal. Rabbi Nechunya Be'eshem, I guess it's Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mashal Adam Shahilo Ben, Vahya Oso Ben Chasar Etzba Achas. The person had a son. The son is missing a finger. Bahalach Lamda Umnus. So he went to have him trained, to have him apprentice somewhere. And basically, he couldn't train him, because that craft required all the fingers. And the Nimshal is that the father comes and complains, so that the master says, I can't teach him, he doesn't have the physical makeup. So it's the malachim couldn't have the Torah. They're missing a basic limb, which is Yetzirah, which is the things that human beings have. So it is meant to go to the body, but to be channeled in the right way. Mm-hmm. It's in tomorrow's session.